America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
His stuff's so good. Like, are we thinking Paul Skenes should be like the odds-on favorite to win the NL Cy Young?
I think he's got as good of a chance as anyone at this point, and that's with a multi-like head start that Chris Sale had, for example. You know, Chris Sale's been awesome this year. Ranger Suarez has been ridiculous this year, and I think at the end of the year, it's going to come down to just how dominant he's been. We had this case a few years ago when Zach Wheeler had, I think it was like 40 more innings than Corbin Burns. But Corbin Burns' 170 or so innings were so good that it wound up getting him the Cy Young. If Skenes continues through the end of the year pitching like he has right now, I think he's going to win the Cy Young.
Holy cheese and crackers, Batman! Jeff Passan with Pat McAfee, the Adam Schefter of Major League Baseball, saying if he keeps going like this, he's going to win the Cy Young in year number one. And so we've talked about the Pirates need to add because the Pirates need to take full advantage of this. And they need to try to make a playoff run here because you got to get this guy in the postseason. You know, an offshoot of that, Dorn, I think, is add, stay in the race so he keeps pitching. Because I could see if they fell out of the race, we just saw them pull his ass from a no-hitter.
Mm-hmm.
He pitches seven no-hit innings and they yank his ass. If they're not in it, he ain't going to pitch down the stretch.
Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't pitch down the stretch, not only will they have cost him a no-hitter, they could cost him a Cy Young. And that, to me, would be criminal.
Do you think that they will go down that path even though it would affect revenue? Because you even said to me this morning, you're like, man, I went to this place. I went to that place to try to get a Paul Skenes shirt. You didn't even say jersey. You're like, just a shirt that had, you know, number 30 and Skenes on it. He said both were sold out. Can't find a shirt anywhere. Can't find a jersey anywhere. Do you think that they would risk, if they are out of it and having, what, 2 to 3 months left in the season, risk revenue? Because even if they are out of it, if he's pitching, you're still going to go to PNC Park.
It's a great point.
Would you? I mean, but do you think, like, logistically, like, if you're talking baseball and you want to somewhat save his arm and not put as many innings or not put as many pitches on his young arm, do you think that outweighs the revenue that you would make on it?
What I would do if I were them, because I had not thought about it from that standpoint, and you make a ton of business sense there, I would say we'll get a 6-man rotation going, and I'll let him go 5 innings, no more, and we'll get him all the way through the season.
Yeah.
That's a really good thought by you. You think they're going to miss a chance to make that cash?
No. Can't.
I forget who it was. It was Greg Brown when he was talking to Ben Cherington on Sunday. He brought up the attendance numbers in Milwaukee. And people go to those games. Good crowd. And then when Skenes pitched on a day game,
it was like 10,000 more.
Oh,
or something
my God,
like that,
they had 38,000 people there.
I think it was like 26 the day before or 24, 12,000 more.
And the day that Skenes pitched, it was the day.
Mm-hmm.
People are at work. It's 1:10 in the afternoon there, and they had 38,000 folks who came to watch their good team, sure, but they want to watch Paul Skenes. That's unreal. I can't believe, man, I went to, like you mentioned, 2 stores at the mall yesterday, and everything's available, except there's no Skenes. And the one young man who was working at the first place I went said, well, you know, I swear, you know, Brian Reynolds is an all-star too. If you want to get a Brian Reynolds shirt, I said, no, I don't need no Brian Reynolds shirt. I love Brian Reynolds. I don't need no Brian Reynolds shirt. And then I'll tell you, lot of available Key Brian Hayes merchandise if you wanted to buy it. But I went to 2 separate spots. And I called my wife. I said, I need to get a Paul Skeens shirt. I want to wear it tomorrow before he makes the All-Star Game shirt. So she started suggesting other places. So I called a couple other places. All sold out.
Gone.
You want a Paul Skeens shirt, you get it online.
Yes.
Or maybe probably at the ballpark.
I just do wonder if, you know, how that comes to head, though. Like, all right, like, you're Charrington. See, this is where, like, there's probably confliction with ownership and maybe general managing. It's like, you know, all right, we're going to lose revenue if we don't play him. Are we really going to shut him down? Well, we probably should shut him down so we could save him a little bit. I don't know if you want, I mean, heading into the offseason, I don't know how that works. But I think that revenue may trump shutting him down fully, but with your idea, I guarantee that that's how they would operate.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to put him out 4 or 5 innings and then, you know, even bullpen it.
Yeah.
You know, bullpen games, but him start it.
Yeah, every 6 days have him go 5 innings.
Yeah.
And don't let him go beyond that, and that way you can cap the innings limit. And I say if they fell out of the race, I don't think they're going to. I'm just not enamored with the field in the NL, frankly. But honestly, all it takes is one bad week.
Mm-hmm.
You lose 4 or 5 in a row, and you could be 6 or 7 games back, and it does not take much, and their schedule is an absolute bear. I don't want to fast forward too far because we got the whole week to talk about this, but, man, I'm already cheesed up for Pirates-Phillies this weekend.
Me too.
I don't think we'd see Skeens before Sunday, and we might not even see him until the Diamondback series. But I really want to see him Sunday against the Phils.
Oh,
that
gosh.
Ballpark, Yinzerpalooza, the best team in baseball in here. You know they're going to bring fans. That place, would there be 40,000 people there on Sunday if Skeens were starting?
He might.
If
he goes up and down tonight, what do you think?
Well, I think they could do whatever they want with him.
Mm-hmm.
But just knowing how they're trying to be careful, I think it would be Sunday at the earliest, because what is it, Tuesdays, you go Wednesday, right. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it'd be 5 days. It's probably...
That's just one inning.
It is just one inning.
And he didn't pitch in the last series.
Mm-hmm.
It's close.
Mm-hmm.
See? Mm-hmm. I know one thing, but just as a whole, before we take a break here,
yeah.
If we're talking about if they are out of it, they definitely will shut down Jarrett Jones. We won't see him.
We will not see him.
We won't see him.
Because he's not going to return
till mid-August?
Yeah, at the earliest. I think late August is probably realistic, just from hearing what Charrington has had to say and knowing what he's up against and how careful they've already been with him. If they're 8 games back, if they're 6 games, 7 games back in late August, I don't think we'll see Jarrett Jones the rest of the way. And I don't think blame them for that if they're out of it. But 100% they wouldn't pitch him. I'm seeing Skeens to strike out 2 is +170 right now on a particular gambling site. And I just made this the subject of the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll, brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Over under a strikeout and a half for Skeens. What do you got? I think he's striking
over.
I think he's going over.
I mean, he may give up a hit or two, but he might go longer. If he's pitching an inning, I think he's going to get at least 2 strikeouts in that inning.
Oh, my God. I can't think of a guy who has so quickly become so trusted.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they're all-stars? Oh, these guys are really, really good? Yeah, over under 1.5.
It's because of his arsenal, too, though. I think that at first you're just thinking, oh, my gosh, this guy throws hard. And he can get guys out because he has, you know, the way he throws the fastball and how fast it is. But he's proven to us over the last how many weeks he could mix in the curve. I mean, he has a splinker that he knows he could throw whenever, that nobody has that pitch. I mean, he has, the slider. He has all kinds of ways of pitching that you wouldn't think that he'd have that at this point of his career. That he could master almost.
Yes.
Though. Yeah, there's one thing of throwing those and kind of tinkering with them and being like, okay, like I can maybe add this and maybe it'll work. Maybe I'll get a strike or two, not a strikeout on 3 different pitches outside of the fastball, but now he's mastered almost 4 pitches.
His splinker's the best pitch in the sport.
Yes.
And he just developed that. And he can throw it where he wants, whatever count he wants, inside, outside. It's a thing of beauty. Actually, I asked Jordy Mercer yesterday, what would your approach be against Skeens? And he said, I'm just going up there, seriously, trying not to strike out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just find a way to put the ball in play. And he said, I'm picking an area of the strike zone. And if I get a pitch there,
going for it.
I'm going for it. So I'm either looking inner third or I'm looking outer third. And then you're kind of just hoping, which is crazy. It's absolutely nuts that big league hitters, and we just heard Aaron Judge in the last segment say, yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of different things he can throw, to your point, Doran. He is so ahead of I heard Zangrilli say it this way. He is a 32-year-old veteran pitcher in a 22-year-old moose's body.
Yes.
And you don't ever see that.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Touchdown! Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.